Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Jacob?
Yep.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing?
I'm not bad. You know, it's Friday, almost the weekend. Can't complain too much, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? So let me just confirm a couple things here. So for service area, you put about an hour. Okay, so 50 miles depending on the job, of course, right? Got to be quality. And then for the type of jobs, is that just residential or are you doing commercial as well?
Commercial as well. Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, is there a particular service that, I mean, I know you guys are a certain type of service, but do you have like a, maybe, is it just, you know, pest control? Do you have like a specific type that maybe you want to be found for more, maybe like a more of a breadwinner, so to speak?
No, just a basic pest control around Washington State is, you know, all the common insects and
right.
Rats and mice.
Rats and mice, roaches, ants, gotcha. Okay, for sure. So the reason I asked...
The big one is hornets and wasps right now. So.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Hornets and wasps. Now, I'll do a broad search just because, of course, you know, we'll get more searches, you'll get more of an idea, but the potential is there, right, for the area. So, for pest control, in the last 30 days between Google and Facebook, we're looking at about 2,800 searches done, right? And that's just between those two platforms. And just to give you an idea of the potential that's there, right? Potential jobs, potential searches. And that's where the searchability comes in, where the service would come in, right? Because you can't get chosen on the first page of Google unless you're already listed there, right? Because unfortunately, that's where most people search for, I mean, it could be anything. I could list anything. That's where people look, right? And that why I asked about the keyword in the areas is because it's important, right? The type of keywords, the areas, and to see the potential for it, right? And we don't just list you on the first page of Google. But you'd also be on all the directories, like the search engine. So Bing, the Microsoft search engine for first page placement. Directory-wise, we're talking about Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, even Alexa for like voice-activated searches. So they could be searching anywhere. I mean, you name it, you're going to pop up. And those calls will go straight to you. So there's no middleman in between you and the client, right? They call you directly. So that way, there's some exclusivity to them. You can cherry pick the business you want without worrying about paying for every lead, right? No matter what you get. And at the same time, you're getting them in that moment they actually want the job done when they're doing the search online, right? So higher probability and likelihood, it actually turns into a job, which is what we want the dang thing to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And I saw you guys did have a home advisor listing. I just saw that when I was saying that. That's funny. What was your experience with them so far?
Sticker shock a lot. I was clicking on the first week, like all the opportunity leads, and
right.
I clicked on like 16 of them, and like five ended up materializing. So you know, the average job was like 250 a pop. So you know, kind of. I was just trying to get my name out there, really, and get some reviews going. So.
Right. Well, that's, I'm happy to hear that because that's actually one of the things we do. So, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
So, yeah, that's one of the, no worries. Yeah. I figured. Yeah. You said you're in Washington, right? I'm looking at it. It's Kent?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm actually from oh, really? From where?
Seattle and Tacoma.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the area. Actually, I was, I'm not born and raised, but I was raised in Monroe, a little town in Snohomish County. I don't know if you heard of it, but.
Oh, yeah. The Monroe Speedway up there. Yep.
Yeah. I went to high school there. So, yeah, I know about the area. That's funny. Yeah, I was there for most of my life, about 22, 23 years, something like that. In California now, obviously.
Yeah.
So we came here to do music, and, yeah, obviously. You never know where life's going to take you, though, right?
Gotta go with the... Roll with the punches.
Right, go with the flow, exactly. Now also, like I said, so it's nothing like that, right? So it's not per click or per job or, you know, it's just a flat fee that covers like a full service marketing package, right? So like I said, first page on Google and Bing, all the directories, you know, I mean, about 60 total if you want. You also have like your voice activated searches like Alexa. Then we have sponsored Facebook ads. There's even like a tracking system. Using that same tracking system I used to do that initial search when we got on the call, that helps you track what areas you're being searched in the most, the keywords that are working best, you know. It even helps you get more reviews. That was why I was going to bring that up, because you said you wanted to get more reviews, right? So we even help you through our dashboard to get you more reviews, more online presence. There's website. We do it all. It's a full service thing. Now, as for the pricing, I know that's what it comes down to, but I like to make that point in the beginning just to kind of show you the potential for the area for searches, and basically it's designed to pay for itself, right? Because we know everyone's going to search on Google, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So now as for the pricing, now you guys have been in business, let's see, she put January, just a few months. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, really just started advertising and stuff just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. So you're just getting started. Yeah. So this would be a good start for sure. Okay. Now with this, since you've been in business less than a year, they're running a credit for any businesses within their first, you know, few months before a year. And it's called a new business credit. It does help with the pricing quite a bit. So just to give you an idea of the difference, instead of it being $8.98, they bring it down to just $3.48. And then every month after is still just the $2.49. Because the initial payment would include like the programming and the setup, which would include a website, by the way. So basically it's $250 a month, essentially. And that covers everything I went over, right? So all your ads, everything's included in that. So that's the same no matter what. You know, that's always the same.
Okay.
That way you can budget it better. And
I did have a website already. So not sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, would they want to tinker with that?
So, as for the website, there's two different ways we can do it. One, we can build you a new site, and then they can edit it and make it as you please. Or we can run traffic and analytics on your already existing site, but they can't edit it just because, obviously, it's not their site that they created. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
But we can run traffic, like all the traffic to that site. That's, of course, included.
Okay. Yeah, my website was included with LegalZoom. They helped me start with my LLC, and they gave me the included website through Wix. So I tried to design one, and it was pretty terrible. So I had to find a contractor from Upwork,
right,
a guy over in India, for like $150, and he tinkered with it. So
okay, and it's okay now.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
What's the URL so I can take a look?
www.testsolutions.online.
Solutions.online. There it is. Okay, looking at it. Yeah. Okay, nice.
Yeah, it's a little silly. I got some, like, cartoon
it's
pictures.
It's simple. So just so you know, we can include like a fully functional site, right? Like your own URL. You can have your own pictures, content. You know, as you're doing jobs, we can get more pictures. You can have your testimonies, reviews. We even be able to have easy texts from the website to get people to do more reviews. And then also you get, of course, scheduling and billing we can put there for clients to contact you through the online as well as, you know, phone and email. So more opportunities that way too. If you want, it's included in the price I quoted you. So if you wanted it,
yeah,
it is there.
That would actually be great, because I currently don't really have any way for them to pay online so much. For the most part, I've been dealing with some landlords who are out of state and whatnot, and I'm having to pay through Zelle, and I'm having to text them a link.
So it'd be good to have all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So the first thing they do, like I said, is get you verified. What would be a good address for that? I see the 10830 Southeast Kent Kangley Road. Is that, would that be good for the verification?
Yeah, I mean, that's where my apartment is. It's, I have a different mailing address, but yeah, my apartment's on Kent Kangley.
It's whenever you'd want to, wherever you'd want the ping on the map to be. Now, if it's a home address, we cannot put the actual numbered address, but just the general area. But that would be a good address for a general area, though, for the verification.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, that's okay. And then, what about the phone number for clients to call? Is this the 5627? Okay.
Yep.
All right, perfect. And then, what's a good email for you, Jacob?
It's testsolutions@mail.com.
@mail.com. Got it. And that's Pest Solutions with an S, right?
Correct.
@mail.com. Okay. And then your last name, Jacob?
Robin, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.
Oh, I should have guessed that, right? From the company name. My mistake. All right. Okay. So we got that. Now, let's see here. Let me just add it in. And then confirm the email for me one more time.
It's pestsolutions@mail.com.
There it is. Sorry. Okay. It didn't save it. There we go. Okay. Now, as for your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear online to your clients, let's see here. What about hours of operation, like 9 to 5, or is it more like an 8 to 6? Basically, when you'd be open to receiving calls from clients who are finding you online.
Yeah, for my other platforms right now, I got it 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You said?
Yes.
And that's Monday through Friday?
7 days a week.
7 days a week. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Until I get too busy, which will be a good problem to have, then I can reduce it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and we can change that stuff at any time, right? They're not, you know, it's not locked in permanently. So you said 7 to 8, and that's 7 days a week, basically. 7 to 8, 7 days a week.
8 to 8.
Oh, 8 to 8. My mistake. Okay, 8 to 8, 7 days a week. Got it. And then what about contact for, like, clients to call you? Is phone, text, and email going to be okay? More opportunity that way, right?
Exactly.
For sure.
Most of them prefer text almost.
Yeah, I've noticed that these days. More people do, instead of email or even calls.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of convenient if I'm on a job, too, not having to play phone tag, you know?
That's true, yeah, especially if you're working. Yeah, no, so it's definitely better for someone who's out in the field, yeah. Now, what about areas that you want to show up for, like, specifically? We can even do zip codes. You don't have to, but what's listed here, let's see, city served. Okay, so you can have 12. There's a lot listed here, but do you have, like, a top 12? Of course, Seattle, Tacoma, Kent, Bellevue, but do you have any others?
Around Bellevue is Redmond, Redmond, Issaquah,
Woodinville.
Renton.
Renton, yep. Everett.
Yeah, that's like as far north as I'd want to go.
That would be the farthest. Okay.
Yeah, and then the south end, the farthest would probably be Olympia.
Okay, Olympia.
But it's not like it's 12, it's probably condensed a little bit, but
yeah, and we can change those out at any time, but a 50-mile radius should do it, right?
Yeah.
We can even have counties if you want it up to 4.
Okay. I'm not really sure the exact counties they are.
Oh, no worries. We'll just use the city names. It's better that way anyway, because then they target exact cities or zip codes, and it's better for the marketing, because with the tracking system, they can track, you know, income levels, the areas, the keywords that are being searched, you know, so the more specific, the better.
Okay. And if you did check my Yelp, it actually has, like, a service map on that. So.
Oh, you want to use the same one?
Well, like, similar to that.
Similar. Okay, yeah, I'll take a screenshot. I'll put the link here for the 10 different cities. Okay, so I'm gonna put the link here for the technician so he can see that.
When I added on Yelp, in order to get down to Olympia, it kind of drew a line across the water, and it actually put me on Vashon Island, which I don't really want to do. But there was because I'd have to take a ferry and everything to be able to do customers over there.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know if you want to be dealing with all that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's trying to cut into the profit a little bit if I'm waiting an hour for a boat. So.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I found the Yelp listing. Okay, gotcha. There it is.
Yeah, sort of that area, but I'd like to stay off of Vashon Island over there.
Okay, definitely. All right, so we'll make sure to, because we can exclude certain areas, too, to make sure, if you don't want to take those ferry rides.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to, Whippy Island or something.
Right, yeah, Bainbridge Island. And, some of the customers, they get, a follow-up is included with their service. So sometimes I'd have to go over there for free, basically, so. That would be a...
Right, so especially with that area, that would be a headache, yeah, for sure. It's not good for profits. And then you guys are licensed and insured, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Washington State Department of Agriculture have a commercial applicator's license.
Oh, for commercial as well. Okay, nice. All right, so that should do it for that end. Let's see, make sure we got everything correct, always important. So Jacob Robbins, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the insurance is $100,000 property and $300,000 personal injury. So,
oh yeah, nice. Insurance. Okay, so you can do it all. Yeah, so 100%. Yeah, more so. Okay, nice. So that should do it for that part. So, I was meaning to ask you since the beginning of the call, but we didn't have a moment. How's the weather up there right now? Is it still cold, or is it starting to warm up for the summer and stuff?
It finally cooled down a little bit. It was over 90 for over a week and a half. So
really, yeah. Usually when I was up there, yeah, you know how it is.
Yeah, but now
it's crazy. Oh yeah, see that's nice. That's the weather I liked there. It was about 70, between 70 and 75, maybe. 80, whatever it is. Yeah, nice weather there.
Yeah.
And it's so green. On a nice day, it's so beautiful there,
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect here about 3 months a year.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The other nine, it's not so much. But still, it's nice. It's a beautiful place, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now, as for the next would be just the billing. So the billing address, that's the same, the 10830?
Yeah, it'll work.
Okay. And then let's see. And that's a company card. It would have Robbins Pest Solutions on there as well, or just Jacob Robbins?
Yeah, it's a company card.
Okay. Got it. And then for the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard or?
Yeah. I'm good to go, but I just want to, after I park here in 6 minutes, I just want to just verify your company for a second.
Oh yeah, sure. I can even do that. No, of course. Hey, no. I'm sorry I didn't do that. Yeah. No, of course, man. Especially nowadays. Yeah, you can't be too careful. So I'm actually going to send you a text right now. It has a link to our webpage, and that way you can kind of see a little bit about the company. You should get that any second. I just sent it. Basically, it shows, of course, the benefits we went over, everything included. But the company itself, you'll see, it's been in business 18 years. Working with about almost 11,000 clients currently in the U.S., all over the U.S., and we've been a partner of Google since about 2004. Once you get down to the middle of the page there, you'll actually see, it'll say Google Ad Partner. You'll be able to see their logo there. If you click on that, that actually takes you to Google's website, and you can see it'll say in the web address, google.com/partners, and you'll see our accreditation, our partnership, our spending with them. We are in fact a legit partner of Google.
Gotcha. Sounds good. And you guys are on a Better Business Bureau then, or?
Yeah. You should see. Actually, I'll send you this other link to our. It's called our client success page, and you can actually see some of the ones we've worked with, our reviews, all that good stuff. I'm sending that one now. Well, actually, worked with a couple companies you may have heard of. They're bigger ones, but Vivint, that smart home company that did home security, Extra Space Storage, they're nationwide now. They started off with us 10 years ago. They had just 4 locations. So just some examples, but those are the bigger companies okay. you've worked with. Did you get the text?
Yeah, I've seen one come in, but...
Oh, you did? Okay, perfect.
Driving another 5 minutes.
Okay, no worries. Yeah. From what I went through, did that bring up any questions about like placement or, you know, anything else?
You're mentioning social media. I don't really have any for the business right now, so would they be designing a whole page for me or?
Yeah, so as long as you have it'll be Facebook ads. We also do Google ads, but I usually lean towards the Facebook ads. Because a couple different reasons. They have really high conversion rates. More like the second place, you know, lead getter would be your Facebook next to Google. Then we also would have the ads. It's about $100 budget and they're only about 10 cents per click. So they go a really long way. Now they'll actually build you a business profile and run the ads for you. As long as you already have a personal profile, they can build the business profile from there.
Okay.
So social media would be included in that.
Okay. And as far as like them designing everything and getting it up and running, what's the timeline on that usually?
Good question. So the turnaround time on average for us is 30 to 45 days. Most other companies are looking about 4 to 6 months on average. Main difference is we've been in business for about 18 years, and like I said, we've been working with Google since 2004 as a premier channel partner. So our techs actually train with the Google techs. So the secret sauce, so to speak, they've been working on that for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty quick.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I know it takes a while to get verified and all that. Website.
Right, that's the main thing. That is it. The everything else is up in 2 weeks. The verification process is about 4 to 5 weeks. It just depends sometimes. I've seen it done faster. And since you guys do have some profiles and you have made strides to get the Google Business profile, the Google My Business, it may be a little bit faster. But I usually like to go with the average. And then if it's even faster, then we're all the more happy, right?
Right. Yeah.
But that's the average.
I wouldn't be able to see really too much until like the following month though.
It'd be about 2 weeks you'll start to see movement. Like you can still get jobs from the Facebook is set up your website. We also have 67 different directories. So you're still up there on basically everything else except Google within the first 2 weeks. And then so pretty much everything else.
Gotcha.
And the verification process, if you're involved in it, you know, like if you're good about the process needed, you know, to get it done, it'll be faster than that, which most people are, and it gets done.
Yeah. Yeah, I was telling Sarah, who I was speaking with earlier, I've tried about 10 times to get verified. The last time was like about 5 days ago, and they said, you know, give it about 5 business days. So
right.
I'll see. The last time I entered the information a little bit differently, seeing if it will take this time, but yeah, I've tried multiple times on that.
Oh, well, since you're already in the process, like you have something pending, it'll most likely be faster than what I just quoted you then, because we'll just hurry the process along. You know, since we work directly with them, we can definitely expedite the process too.
Okay.
That's one of the first things we do for that reason, because as you know, it is a process.
Yeah, I've taken a few.
Unfortunately, right, so you know firsthand. Yeah, exactly. unfortunately, we don't have like a magic Google switch where we flip it and you're on the first page the next day, but maybe in the future, I don't know. But for now, as you know, yeah, it's a little bit of a process, but we have one of the faster turnaround times. So, yeah, and then since you're already on in the process, yeah, it should be faster than that, actually.
Yeah, it's good you guys have Google contact information because, man, it's pretty tough to get a hold of anyone there as far as...
No, like, pretty much impossible sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, there's no phone number. And then
right.
In order to get the email, you got to select all the right prompts. Otherwise, they'll send you to like the help section and like try to make you read articles.
Right, on how, like, what do you need help with? You have to read all the different, you know, bullet points and then, like, trying to figure out, like, why can't someone just help me?
Representative, please.
Hey, and at least this way, now that process does have a representative. It'll be your technician who is the one helping you through the process. I'm the lead on the account, but then you'll also have a technician on the account as well. So, hey, now this process is easier and more hands-on, and we can take care of as much of it as you want or as little as you want. It's up to you. But you're involved in the process, of course, because there's the tracking system, the website. So, you know, you're still instrumental in parts of it, of course.
Okay.
Definitely. Like I said, as much as you want or as little as you want. You can just answer the phone and bid the jobs if you want. Totally up to you.
Right.
For sure. And the website, yeah, they get that done, like I said, within the 2 weeks, too. Yeah, almost everything they get done within the first 2 weeks. Were you able to check out those texts I sent you?
Yeah, I'm just pulling through it right now, just parked here.
Nice. Okay, nice. Yeah, let me know. Take a look. You're looking at the first one with the pricing page and all that?
Some other ones, actually.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
The client success page or something?
Just some reviews and stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's on the second one I sent you. Let's see here. Sure, I got everything else filled out here.
BBB.org is not very promising.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There's only about five on there, but we went through a while back, there was a company who was like kind of, I don't know what you would call it, like posing as us and putting certain like reviews, especially on BBB. We're actually trying to get those taken down because they're not actually legitimate. If you go to google.com though, the ones that are connected to the link I sent you to, or just Google, you know, the Google reviews, those are, I mean, almost 100% positive, right? Like, the company's been in business about, I think it's 18, almost 19 years now, and they're still almost like a 4.5, they're almost a 5 out of 5 with the, on Google. And after 18 years, I mean, that's no...
I'm seeing a 4.2.
Oh, okay, that's what it is, 4.2. Yeah, I thought it was 4.5. Yeah, so, and then, I mean, when it comes to reviews, I mean, no matter... Like, so what did you see probably out of negative ones? 5 or 10, right? Something like that. And we have about almost 11.
Dude, on BBB, there were like almost all of them were, a lot of them were from back in January. But a lot of people mentioned, like, it's really difficult to cancel. And people
really?
And they were on service for like a few months and they couldn't. They know they're still being charged. A lot of things with cancellation issues.
Interesting. Yeah, that's actually one of the easier things to do. Yeah, we don't do contracts. And I mean, anyone, like, they have the customer service down on, like, to a T. Like, they're usually really good about that. So that's what I'm saying. I think that maybe some of the ones from competitor companies, we had a problem with that a couple different times. Actually, that's why we're trying to get those taken down, because that's one of the things we focus on the most is, and actually, there's a verification process I do after the invoice. Here, I'll even read it to you verbatim, just so you know. It says, because we have to say it, right, to make sure that it's clear, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'll give to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So we even say that like out loud to make sure you know you can cancel at any time. You know, even if it was after the first couple months, you didn't like it, whatever, yeah. And I mean, when it comes to reviews, I would just say this. So like, you see like however many the number is, right? But out of 11,000 clients, right? So what's that, .01 or something like that? So it's 1/1,000th of our clients that were complaining or maybe even not even real bad reviews, right? Or so 99.9% of the people are actually getting results. So if we have that type of success rate, what could that mean about the results, right? It's more likely that you're going to get results than you're not. And I think just like anything, people with reviews online, you're always going to get people like that, right? Whether you provide a good service or not.
Right.
Like any business.
Google's looking pretty good. That's either like
right?
5-star.
That's what I wanted to tell you.
5-star or 1-star, though. There's some of those people that aren't happy.
Yeah, there's a couple sprinkled out there. I think I know the one. I looked at it a while back, but you know, like I said, it depends, and you're always going to get, you know, it's always a what's the word I'm trying to use? Like, there's a sprinkle of each one, right? But as long as the majority of what you're seeing is good, I think that speaks more volumes than the negative ones, right?
Yeah.
For sure. You're always going to get that. Like any company, for sure.
Yeah. Well,
we're just trying to make sure that you don't get. Yeah. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I'm a one-man show, so I'm not going to have any ones on mine.
And that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Exactly. We just want to make sure you don't get any bad reviews. And that's actually why the tracking system we use at the end of the website help you get more reviews, and we can actually manage reviews too. And like make sure if, you know, you do get a bad one, we can help manage it and, you know, get a good outcome for you. That way it's not just, it doesn't go live and then you can't do anything about it. So that's why we're as immersed in it as you want to be. Because of course that's important, right? Being on Google, the reviews, your website, you know, the optics, right?
Right.
For sure. As long as you guys are getting the good reviews, that's what's important.
Yeah. You guys are in Fountain Valley, California?
Yeah, it's Fountain Valley. It's like in Orange County. Southern California is kind of near the Google headquarters, a few hours away.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of a neighbor. Not so much. Kind of close enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. Let's go ahead and, I mean, I'll at least give it a go for, you know, 2 months.
Let's give it the old college try.
See if I start getting some calls and stuff going in.
Yeah, and you're going to be happy with it, man. You're going to be happy you did it, and then you're going to end up sticking with us, right? And then if you don't, you still have your Google Business Profile. You know, you're not going to be on the first page, obviously, but you got your Google Business Profile, website, all that. So it's a win-win either way.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been looking into it. That Google has been freaking killing me. Like you said, like nearly 10 attempts. So, yeah, I was ready to hire someone just to get me on Google.
Just to deal with that, yeah, right?
Yeah, but you guys are offering a lot of other stuff. So yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Okay, nice. So yeah, let's get it going then. So we got the first part set up. And the address was the same, right? The billing address, the 10830. That's in Kent, Washington.
Yep.
And that's 98030. And then if my memory serves, it was a MasterCard, right?
Yeah, B.
Okay. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready, Jacob.
All right. It's 4259-0920.
Okay.
0292-6563.
Okay, so just to confirm, that's 4259-0920-0292-6563.
Correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
0827.
0827, okay, and then the number on the back?
385.
385. Okay. Now, we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure, of course. Now, let me just confirm the card info here. Okay. I think I remember, yeah, so it's $250 a month, but the initial payment, because of the programming and the website, has the $99 charge for the website and everything. So $348 today, every month after $249, because it's just the initial payment. Does that make sense?
Right. Yep.
Okay. So let me just confirm the address. Oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
One question. Just when would I expect to start seeing emails or anything about the status?
Yeah, so you'll get that right away. So that's going to be actually my next question after this part. So the verification with the tech and everything, the onboarding, we can do that on Monday, like first thing Monday morning, if you like.
Yep.
That's good? Okay.
Yep, that works.
All right, and then for the address, let me just confirm because I'm getting some red parts on some of us that might be incorrect. So 18030 Southeast Kent, Kangley Road, Unit 8.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Kent, Washington, 98030.
Correct.
And that's a MasterCard. Got the number, August 827, right, you said? And then the number was 385.
Right.
Okay.
Unless I use my mailing address, I'm not sure. I just opened this card, so.
I think it's good now. I think I fixed it. I think I know what it was. So let's try that because I think I just – when you put certain type of commas or small things in the address, sometimes it gives me an error. So I took out the comma or the period after road, and it seemed to work. So I think that's what it is because everything else should be right, right? It's definitely a MasterCard or is it a Visa?
Yeah. Oh, it's a Visa number.
Oh, it is. Okay, there we go. That was the error. All right. Now, we're also going to set up a security question for you. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden.
Okay. And the name?
That's Hammer.
H-A-M-M-E-R. Okay. Got it. All right. Let's see if we got this correct here.
Yeah, my grandpa said if he had a son, he was going to name him Jack.
Yeah. You know? Oh, Jack Hammer.
Jack.
Yeah. Dude, that's good. I love it. That's funny. Oh, nice. Okay, and then we're just setting up the account here for you. Just takes a quick sec. So $249. And then once I process, right, you're going to see it come through your text and email, okay? But I'll resend you the text because that's usually the easiest way to access it. So we'll just do it that way. And then we'll go through the invoice real quick. There's just one other quick step after that, and you are on your way. You're good to go.
Okay.
So let me just set this up here. Yeah, pretty quick process, not too bad. And then you have the onboarding with the tech on Monday.
Okay. And are they going to call?
Yeah, they'll be calling. Yeah, exactly. I'll send you all the info that you'll need at the end of the call here. And what's a good time? Is 9 o'clock okay or 8 o'clock, 10? What's going to be good for you?
9 would be perfect because I've got a job at 10.
Oh, perfect.
Do you know how long the onboarding will take?
So usually they call between 30 minutes of the time. So 9 to 9:30, you should be done by 10, maybe like roughly, you know, like to half an hour unless you had questions. It's usually about half hour, though.
Okay.
So that should be okay.
Can we do actually 8:30?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Oh, let's see. We start at 7, so we could even do it. Yeah, 8:30. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do that.
I'll put a reminder for 8:30.
So between 8 and 8:30.
Yeah. Let's do 8:30 to 9 actually.
8:30 to 9? Okay. So they'll probably call between 9 and 9:30. It has to be at the top of the hour, and usually it's between the hour and then 30 minutes ahead from there. So 8 to 8:30 or 9 to 9:30?
Through 9 to 9:30.
Okay. Got it. And let's see, so you're going to see that come through now. It's going to process now. And then I'm also going to set you up with the last steps here, and then we're on our way. So let's see, paste it. Okay, you're going to see that come through now. Then we're going to just go over the last two steps. Let me just add this in, local splash. Okay, you should already see that came through just now. Now I'm going to resend. I think you'll have the email already, depending on, it takes a second. And then, now, but I'm going to send you a text because it's a 3-second link, so it's much faster. And you'll still get access to it from the link here. So you'll get that text right now.
Got it.
Okay, nice. Now, of course, take a quick look. You know, let me know if you have any questions there. Once you click on the link, it should take you inside the invoice there. Now, take a quick look. Like I said, let me know if you got any questions. Very straightforward, but, you know. And then once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see a spot. It has a box. You click on the authorized user. And then right under that where you would type your name, Jacob Robbins, once you do that and hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website, and it's going to ask for a username and password. You'll get that within 7 days from when you speak to the tech. He's going to set that up for you on Monday.
Okay. Yeah, I just confirmed the sign, so we're good to go.
Okay, good to go. So now we'll just do the last step here, and you're on your way. So it's called the voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice, you know, outline the service agreement, ensure the accuracy of the order, you know, all that good stuff. So I'm going to start now. If you got any questions, need me to review or clarify anything, you know, just let me know. I'm going to start now.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Robbins Pest Solutions.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Jacob Robbins, owner-operator.
Okay. Now you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're authorized on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign. That also goes along with the verification, as you know. So I think you should have already got an email. Let me just confirm. I'm going to resend it just in case. It'll have everything that's needed. It looks like it did go through. It'll say action needed, pictures for Google verification and all that. But since you're already on the process there, probably already got all that ready. You can just give the technician the login information for the GBP or, you know, the information you already do have, and he can take it from there. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company, and you can disregard other calls. Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and the emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do with, say, another company during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay, and let's see here. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, August 18th, in a non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. That will be the recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll give to you here at the end of the call to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all good to go. I'm just going to send you this email that has the confirmation of the time with the tech. It's going to come through email like as a Google Calendar invite, and all you have to do is just hit yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time for Monday. The tech will do the same, and, you know, you're all You're all good, man. So other than that, I mean, thanks for giving us a shot. And welcome to the team, most of all. Okay, you're going to get this email right now, and I'm going to send you a text here shortly after, so you have all the information you need. You'll see the email come through now, any second here. And then now I'm going to send you the text. Matter of fact, I can send that at the end of the call, let you get back to it. Enjoy your Friday. Again, welcome to the team. I really had a good time talking with you, man. And they're going to call you within like 30 minutes of that 9 o'clock time on Monday, okay? And if you need anything from me, I'm sending you a text here. You're going to get it at the end of the call. It has all the information you need or any contact you need with me, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I really appreciate
okay.
it, man.
Yeah, of course.
Job explaining it, and yeah, best of luck with your
appreciate
venture,
that.
And,
thank you, and with yours as well. And yeah, exactly. Hoping for the best, definitely. You're gonna be happy you did it, man. I promise you. And we'll call you Monday, and we'll get you started. Okay?
I appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
All right, man. Enjoy your weekend. Yeah, you too. All right, bye.